This is the Retirement Solution Podcast with financial advisor John Hicks, founder of J. Hagen Capital.
And I'm Heather Branch here with John, asking for his ideas on the things you can be working on now to better prepare for your financial future. RetirementSolutionRadio.com is where to start your own conversation with John and his team at J. Hagen Capital. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there or, again, find us anytime at RetirementSolutionRadio.com. Let's talk interest rates, shall we?
Nothing is more stimulating than talking about interest rates.
I know. But the thing about it is, well, for me, because my husband and I accidentally found our dream house that we wanted last year.
Yes.
So we just made the move. And we're, I mean, I'm praying for an interest rate cut, because we actually didn't get a terrible mortgage rate. We got a mortgage rate in the low sixes. So it wasn't like when it was in the eights.
Sure.
We did okay, and they're talking about rate cuts, which is good for me, but it might not be good for all of us.
Of course. Don't you love it when you accidentally find
the right thing at the wrong time? It's always that way.
The wrong time.
Anybody who's listening to that story that I just told is like, yep, that's that's adulting. Yep. That is like adulting to, it's like a, that's a sentence definition to adulting. Like, finding the right thing at the wrong time every time is how it works. It's never a good time to have a baby. It's never a good time to get a pet. It's never a good time to buy a house. It's always the wrong time the thing happens.
It's just how it goes. That's just life, right? Par for the course.
Right.
Par for the course.
Preach it to me. So Kyle and I will be okay. We're trying to make smart decisions moving forward. And we didn't go, listen, there's lots of reasons why we did it. We justified it and it worked out. So, okay. But thinking about folks who are looking at interest rates from a very different angle, because, gosh, I mean, the talking heads you see on the news, it's like some people want it, other people don't.
Sure.
The end of the month, there is another meeting by the Fed to consider their next move regarding the interest rates. Thomas Honing is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City. And he was telling Fox Business that inflation has not been defeated yet, as we all know from every time we go to the grocery store, heaven help us, and that cutting rates too early puts us in a dangerous place.
They should not be cutting rates anytime soon. I also think they ought to be careful with how much they talk about cutting rates, because fiscal policy isn't going to ease this year. There's no inclination to raise taxes or to lower spending. So there's a lot of momentum. In that environment, it would take a pretty good acceleration in inflation. Now, I do think if they give up too soon and we repeat the 70s with this return to higher inflation, they're going to pay a pretty dear price for it, because it would be very difficult for them to get control of it again.
Oh, he just said repeat the 70s.
Well, when he said dangerous at first, I was like, yeah, what's going to be dangerous? And then he just said that last part. I hadn't heard this clip before. Repeat the 70s. So we have to remember Paul Volcker was in charge of the Fed back during the 70s. And you have to, and some of us have to kind of really go back in time and kind of remember some of these things.
Yeah.
We had Jimmy Carter in office. We had issues with oil embargoes. We had all kinds of things going on. We had some recessionary structures going on, which we really have not yet seen here, right? Mm-hmm. Not, at least not in this modern environment. We had the COVID scare that caused people to have to sit around. All that did was accelerate spending, right?
Right.
Accelerate spending at a time when most of us had nothing better to do than sit around and click on the Amazon app and have crap delivered to us that was hard to get to us because they shut down all the manufacturing all over the planet.
Uh-huh.
So there are some very interesting things and differences between the 70s. But what he said, I really want to put in context. He said, hey, if the Fed messes this up and cuts interest rates earlier than they should, we could truly have runaway inflation. And guys, I really want you to think about what inflation really means to you. Not just overall broad macro concept of inflation. Have you been to McDonald's or Burger King or Chick-fil-A?
I was looking at the Today Show and they were talking about like the $18 burgers.
Correct.
I think Five Guys. It's like you can't get out of Five Guys for less than $20 anymore.
For real.
It's like, are you kidding me? It's a fast food joint.
It's the truth. Yeah. So we were on our way back from Cancun, uh-huh, and the kids were just dying of starvation for whatever reason. I have no idea why. I mean, we ate more resort food than I need to eat in a lifetime, all within a week.
Yeah.
But they were just dying. So I was like, okay, have the, you know, car pull over. So we're at a McDonald's in Mexico and not a ritzy area. This, you know, so this is not like airport McDonald's.
Right.
And for three people to eat, because I actually was so unhungry that it was mind-numbing to me. Uh-huh. Probably one too many Modellos or whatever for the previous week. Uh-huh. But I was just like not hungry. Three people, $44.
Stop it.
For them to have basically a sandwich, fries, and a drink. I did get a drink, so there were four drinks, and it was $40 flipping. And this was not an exchange rate difference. The billboard was actually in U.S. dollars. Seriously? And this just made me think, because every week when the kids go to soccer practice, my wife says, well, honey, you know, we stopped by Chick-fil-A on the way back. And I know, because I just had $62
hit
my bank account.
You got like a credit
alert. And I'm like, oh my, are they running my credit?
Right.
Guys, this is fast food. And it's not because these institutions are gouging. Everything is more expensive.
So expensive.
The fryers, just the oil. If you have gone recently and just had to purchase olive oil prices are twice, two times, 2x what they were a year and a half ago. And you start thinking, oh my gosh, if just the oil that they fry stuff in is more expensive, and then their packaging is more expensive, and the fries themselves are more expensive, the meat is more expensive, everything is more expensive, that is true inflation. Mm-hmm. And those are things we have zero control over. I was also noticing filling up my gas tank the other day. Mm. I was like, man, this is back when it was crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as bad, but it's higher. And then I was just thinking about what we spent to go on our vacation to Mexico and just everything combined. Guys, we're already very expensive. And if you look at it right now, they're telling us, oh, inflation's only running around 3.1, 3.2% right now. We had been 9%. But guys, it's not going down. That previous inflation is still factored in, and there's inflation on top of that. So what the Fed president in Kansas City is saying is he does not want them to reduce rates anytime soon. As a matter of fact, he thinks it would be dangerous, and I don't know his age, but judging from the way that his sound was, I'm guessing he remembers the 70s. He remembers it probably quite well, and there was nothing that we could do in that environment. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, it took Ronald Reagan to come in to completely change almost every policy, from tax code to macroeconomics. They talked about trickle-down economics that Margaret Thatcher had used in Britain. All of these crazy things, outlandish things that they said to stimulate an economy to get us out of that 70s period.
Yeah.
Now, guys, I don't know how many arrows that are left in the quiver for our Fed and for our government to do a whole bunch of crazy things to stimulate us out of this. Why? Because the stock market's at nearly record highs.
Right.
That's the problem.
That's the
problem is we're already high.
Everything,
what had happened in the 70s?
Everything's contradicting each other. It's like, what the heck do we do? What are we supposed to do?
And that's the issue.
Yeah.
So when we think about it, do we have any control over current interest rates? No.
No.
Are we ever going to have control over interest rates?
No.
No. So what can we do? Well, we need to control the things we can control.
Okay.
So what I always hope that people are doing is they're preparing their portfolio for three different environments. Number one, what if the stock market goes up? Okay. So we always want to be prepared for that. Number two, what if the stock market goes down?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then lastly, what would interest rates do to my portfolio? This is a big one. This is what most people, they really didn't understand in 2022 when interest rates went up. And think about it like this. I'm going to go back one quick second.
Yep.
The way that interest rates work, it's kind of like a teeter totter. And if you're driving, please don't stick your hands up. But if you want a kind of a visual illusion, it works like a teeter totter when you're thinking about the prices of bonds on one side, on one hand, and the other side is the movement of interest rates. If interest rates go up on one side, that means that the value of your bonds goes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens the other way? What if interest rates go down? If interest rates go down, then the value of bonds and fixed income typically moves up.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, in this current environment, do you really want the Fed's decision to affect the bond portion of your portfolio? I hope your answer is no. No, John, I don't want any decisions that these buffoons make affecting my money. Awesome. That is the biggest thing I want you to understand. There are all kinds of alternatives that we can use that is not interest rate sensitive. As a matter of fact, we can use it to our advantage. If interest rates move up, we get paid more. Ah, check that out.
Okay.
But if interest rates go down, we don't lose any principal in the context. What? Correct. And in our firm, we had really not used bonds, hardly at all, for the past 4 years, because we were fearful that rates were going to rise a long time ago.
Okay.
We weren't just not in the bond market. We used alternatives, things that we had access to that were not hurt or had principal losses based on interest rate movements. In my opinion, we are probably at a point in time, even if they don't reduce rates soon, I doubt they're going to raise rates a whole bunch from here. So what I really want people to do is to consider, could you lock in 5, 5.5, 6, maybe even 7% potential rates of return without any principal risk right now? Because if you could, is that a good long-term rate of return? I don't know. I kind of think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
When you consider that a few years ago, CDs were paying 1.25, 1.5% at best.
Right.
Now you could potentially lock some stuff in that would pay you 5, 5.5, 6, maybe even up to 7% with no principal risk. Sometimes you can get them insured against loss. Sometimes you could even get them guaranteed. It just depends on what style of investment you're looking at. Are you looking at having banks insure them? Are you looking at having insurance companies insure them? Or looking at having a trust company fully collateralize it? All those are very attractive ways to protect our money, and they all have slightly different rates of return. But the greatest thing, in my opinion, is if you could lock in something, Heather, paying 6%, and rates go down and you didn't get hurt, rate stayed the same, you still got your 6%, and you never had to worry about losing your principal, would that be an attractive portion of a portfolio? Well, yeah, I personally think that's pretty good. 6% over any 50-year period in the United States is kind of good. Now, obviously, in the 70s, when we had inflation going through the roof, it wouldn't have been good. But as long as interest rates can't affect it, guys, that's a really good position. That's what I call a power position.
Yeah.
It's a position of power in your portfolio. And guess what the greatest thing is? It doesn't matter what those politicians decide. It doesn't matter what the Fed decides. You would be potentially eliminating downside losses. It won't matter what the Fed does. That's still a good rate of return. And frankly, it's up to you. Do you want to lock that in for 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? 5 years is about the longest I've seen where someone will straight up tell you, hey, I will lock this in for 5 years. Anything longer than that, they're typically giving you a lower yield. But those are ways that we can use this information where no one knows what's going to happen. Use it to our advantage and put ourselves in a power position for our retirement.
If you have questions and want to talk to John and his team about finding answers regarding your own retirement savings plan, find us anytime at retirementsolutionradio.com. You can also just click on the links we have posted in the show notes, or again, find us at retirementsolutionradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Solution Podcast with John Hicks. Begin the conversation about your savings plan with John and the team at J. Hagen Capital by visiting retirementsolutionradio.com. Be sure to listen to John's radio show, The Retirement Solution, Saturdays at 8 a.m. and Sundays at 9 a.m. on News Radio 840 WHAS.
J. Hagen Capital Inc. is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Hagen Capital Inc. is licensed in your state, please call 502-690-5635. J. Hagen Capital Inc. is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. It does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Jonathan Hicks. Insurance license number 548962.